What do you value?
We are Crystal River Elementary School and we value lots of things.
As a school, we have been discussing our personal values so that we can come together to tell the story of who we are as the Crystal River Elementary School community.
Take a listen to what we value.
We are CRES.
The wind was blistering. No one dared to go outside. I stared out the living room window. "That's one old howler," my dad said, pulling the curtains away from me. "Wham!" My dad paused and looked up. Then he went back to staring at his phone. "Wham!" The noise again, only louder. I set down my hot chocolate and stared at the kitchen door. Creak, splinter, bang, crash, came a series of loud sounds from the hallway. Archer had probably made a mess of his room again. My dad screamed angrily, heading toward his room. He muttered something under his breath and pushed his coffee away angrily. Archer had tipped his desk over. His belongings cluttered his already messy room. "You two go play while I clean up this room," he said, shooing us away with his hands. "Outside?" my brother asked, giving my dad puppy eyes and sticking his bottom lip out. "Oh no, have you seen the wind?" he said. "Oh come on, Dad, we haven't been outside in ages," I chimed in. "Yeah, we need to go on a trip," Dad said, scratching his stub of a beard. He said that we would go on a trip after the wind cleared up if he had the money. I was so happy that he slid across the floor in my slippers. After a couple of hours, I began to get curious about where we might be going. I was going to ask him before dinner, but the desk fiasco had made him really mad. I figured the least I could do was stay out of his hair for a while. The next day was my brother's birthday. He was turning 7. We played late into the night until everyone was tired and needed to go home. After everybody had left, our grandma pulled us into the hallway. "I have a surprise for you both," she said, smiling. "What is it?" we both asked at the same time. She laughed. She held up my brother's birthday card. "It's a birthday card. He gets one every year," I said. She only smiled. I looked closer at the card. Then I saw it. There was a picture of an old-looking train on a track, parked below and in tiny type read, "Birthday gift to Archer, train ride to Denver." I was so happy, I almost jumped out of my slippers again. Traveling, finally getting out the house. Our dad said we leave at 5 in the morning. Even though I hated to get up early, I did it anyway. Through the darkness, the door creaked open. "Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go," my brother said. I sat up and rubbed my eyes. "What?" I said. My brother staggered into the room. "We are waiting for you," he said. "Just wait, I'm putting on my shoes," I yelled angrily. Me and my brother dragged ourselves out of the house. Our grandma drove us to the train station. "Come on, it's this way," she said, pulling us down the shadowy sidewalk. The train station was warm. A ceiling fan spun slowly. A fancy old-looking clock hung on the wall. The ride was long and boring. We ate snacks, looked at the sights, and slept occasionally. Sooner than we knew it, we were in Denver. We went to the hotel we normally always did. When we got there, it was the middle of the night. We played in the hotel pool and ate dinner. The next day, we went to the museum. Archer went with Papa, and I went with Nana. I had to drag her to every exhibit. At last, it was time to go home. I had such a fun time in Denver. The end. My name is Ayla, and my value is enthusiasm.
This has been a collaboration between Katie and Kay, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Crystal River Elementary School.
We are CRES.